This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has voiced strong support for Hamas and its war against Israel, but at the same time, analysts say Turkey remains a vital energy transit route for Israel. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
During his visit to Ankara this month, Iranian Foreign Minister Hussein Amir Abdullahian called on countries delivering oil to Israel to cut their supplies in response to the Israeli assault on Gaza. Turkish Foreign Minister Hakan Fidan ignored the call, analysts say because Turkey remains a key transit country for Israeli oil through the Turkish port of Ceyhan. Despite Erdogan ramping up his rhetoric against Israel and calling Hamas a liberation movement, the flow of oil through Turkey to Israel continues. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
The Israeli army says its forces are battling Hamas fighters inside Gaza's largest city, signaling a major new stage a month into a war that has claimed thousands of lives and leveled swaths of the territory. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel is likely to maintain control of security in Gaza once Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group, is defeated. The move into Gaza City risks a further escalation in casualties 1 month into the war. From Western capitals to Muslim states, protest rallies over the Israel-Hamas war have made headlines, but one place known for its vocal pro-Palestinian stance has been conspicuously quiet, Indian-controlled Kashmir. Indian authorities have barred any solidarity protest in Muslim-majority Kashmir and asked Muslim preachers not to mention the conflict in their sermons. The government-enforced silence comes as India walks a tightrope between the warring sides with close ties to both. Analysts say the new restrictions on speech reflect a shift in India's foreign policy under the populist Prime Minister Narendra Modi, away from its long-held support for the Palestinians. This is VOA News. Gaza City residents escaping on Tuesday said they passed Israeli tanks in position to storm the city after Israel gave civilians still trapped inside a four-hour window to leave. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan has more.
Volker Turk, the United Nations Human Rights Commissioner, said on Tuesday that he is extremely worried about the situation in Gaza.
And it is really important that a solution is found to end the violence and to get out of this horrible, horrible humanitarian and human rights situation for what's happening in Gaza.
Both Israel and Hamas have rebuffed calls for a halt in fighting. Israel says hostages should be freed first. Hamas says it will not free them or stop fighting while Gaza is attacked.
Olivia Chan from Reuters. In the Mediterranean's olive-growing countries, the extreme weather caused by climate change is taking a toll. Drought in Spain is among factors that have taken a big toll on production of olive oil. And with prices soaring, that sparked a rise in thievery that can include cutting down entire trees that have been around for a century or more. In Italy's southern Puglia region, growers are pleading with police to form an agriculture division. Greek farmers want to bring back a rural police division that was phased out in 2010. In Spain, a company has developed tracking devices that look like olives to try and catch thieves. The House has voted to censure Representative Rashida Tlaib over her Israel-Hamas rhetoric. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
The House voted 234 to 188 to censure Representative Tlaib, the only Palestinian-American in Congress. Enough Democrats joined with Republicans to censure Tlaib, a punishment one step below expulsion from the House. Tlaib posted a video in which protesters chanted "From the river to the sea," which some say calls for the destruction of Israel. Maryland Democrat Jamie Raskin says he told a Michigan lawmaker the phrase is abhorrent.
"But I would never think of punishing her or disciplining her because we disagree about that."
Tlaib said her criticism of the Jewish state has always been directed toward its government and its leadership under Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Norman Hall, Washington.
The prosecutor overseeing the Hunter Biden investigation has testified for nearly 7 hours before congressional investigators, saying he had ultimate authority over the years-long case. The closed-door interview on Tuesday marks the first time a special counsel is appearing before Congress in the middle of a probe. It comes as House Republicans are aiming to ramp up their impeachment inquiry into the president and his family after weeks of stalemate. Members of the House Judiciary Committee questioned David Weiss on allegations that was not the decision-maker in the case into the president's son, and that the probe was influenced by political pressure. A spokesperson for Wise calls his testimony, quote, unprecedented. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.